set? What do you see from him on?
He's growing every week, and I think it's evidenced with the performance of their offense. They've had a lot of big plays in the last couple of games, and last week they kind of exploded there as the game went along. So he gives them keeps the play alive a lot. He's strong, and you're gonna have to get a hold of this guy. And throws very well on the run. Is exceptionally strong arm. I'm impressed with him.
Do you see them relying on Gore in the running game a little bit more with Luck not being in there?
Well, I don't know more. I think the boys really want to run and set up their play action. You know, they got a great core of receivers, and they can beat you on the quick stuff and go, and they can beat you deep on the deep ball. So I think they've always liked to establish the run. I think, you know, Luck's one of the better quarterbacks in the league, certainly, maybe ever. You're going to throw the ball probably a little bit more with him, but I noticed in the last several games that they're throwing a lot in all situations, and backed up on their own two-yard line, and they're letting this guy throw it. So I think they have a lot of confidence in him also.
You mentioned receivers. What kind of problems does T.Y. Hilton bring?
He's a matchup problem. He's quick and fast and a big play guy, and he's made a lot of big plays already this year. He's a great receiver.
What were you most pleased about starting, you know, with what happened in Houston and what you guys did last week? I mean, aside from obviously giving up so many fewer points, I mean, what was it that contributed to that success?
Well, no, our guys played hard, and they were more productive. But it was a very important game for us. And so I said last week, there's a lot of football in front of us, and we're in a challenging position, and we got to continue to get better. And I think to answer your question, we got better dramatically. So that's what we got to do.
How much do you think that helped the mindset, maybe helped this team maybe regain its swagger a little bit on defense?
Well, you know, nothing succeeds like success, and you have to have success for that to happen. And I think our guys have got good confidence. We just didn't play well. And all we're thinking about is this game right here coming up, to be honest with you. And the next game is all that matters.
Has it improved communication?
Well, we definitely had better communication. We just played a lot better.
Frank Gore on screens can be a killer. How different is he maybe than people you've seen in terms of catching the ball out of the back?
I think it's just indicative of he's a great back. And great backs are great screen runners. Maybe some of the great backs aren't pass catchers, but Gore is. And you have to go into the game recognizing that. And he presents a challenge in both areas.
Coach, how has Monday Night Football changed the game of football?
They play on Monday instead of Sunday. The game is the same. I was around when they started it, and it was a good thing, but I don't know if anyone ever knew it would grow to what it is now. And it's kind of a part of Americana now. You know, the whole country looks forward to it. So we're proud to be on it. And turn on the lights, Nashville, and let's go get them.
What'd you think when they first came up with the idea of just play on Monday night?
When you're a professional football player, they see you playing on Monday, you put the helmet on and go play. You don't think anything. It's the schedule's the schedule. So they play on Thursday, they play on Saturday, they play on Sunday. The game's the game.
Do you sense a little extra pep in the step because it's a Monday night game, because it's on national TV, because it is the game?
I think generally speaking, it is, because the players know that their peer group is watching them, and they're on TV for the whole country. And that's not every week, that's for sure.
You've seen certain players over the years like really light it up on Monday nights. I remember Debo had some ridiculous games back in the day. You know, have you seen that from players on Monday nights, just kind of turning up in that?
I don't know. I still think the game and the play of the game is going to unfold no matter what it is. And there might be a little bit more of emotion early on, but football games usually evolve down into who's going to stay with it the longest. I don't know that Sunday, Monday, Saturday, or Thursday got anything to do with that, John.